Okay, we're back with episode 12 of Queen of Embers. We left off at the discussion beneath the tree. How to proceed, what to do next.
Listen, we can talk about it a bit more, but I think wanting to get out of here, wanting to go back to the area where the cloakroom is, I need to see Bob the Surgeon still. I'm still on the mend. And I'm a bit thirsty, because I don't know, but I've got a feeling that the water down here is very hard to drink. So, I'd like to go back into the city.
All right.
What's everyone's thoughts? Cultist crazies or gangster paradise?
Well, that's why I'm wanting us to mow it over, at least until we get this stuff taken care of.
All right.
What's the other stuff that has to be taken care of?
I think he says water and barber surgeon.
I'm hungry. I haven't had anything to eat all day. We also need to go by the apothecary, otherwise I'm not going to be speaking with you lot for...
Soon.
A fortnight?
Alright. You know, I've been sort of off my feet for a couple days. Maybe you've gotten into some scuffles with the locals, but I sure haven't. I don't know who the fuck I am from Adam. I can go wherever you want me to go.
Got a good point.
I might be able to go with him.
You thinking we need to be doing some splitsies?
No. I mean, if, you know, you want to send us to the Corvinos, we might be able to go.
You going to the Corvinos?
Yeah. I mean,
isn't you the one that did the scaring?
Yeah, but you know, that's the fair semi thing. They respect that bravado.
They do?
I'm just going, yeah! I thought you knew everything about stereotypes. Rolstead is, what was it again? Honest and...
Handsome and...
Handsome.
Yes.
That's exactly where I was. Good. So, on the nose. Just can't even...
So, 60 people that know that you attacked one of their members are just going to respect you.
You know, cultural thing. Sometimes they're just weird.
Hey, No one got killed.
Well, I just came out and showed them, you know, my prowess. And
someone did get killed.
Prowess.
No, seriously.
Showed them, you know, me.
Okay, well, so you're one to go.
Well, none of them got killed.
With Alistair, while I'm getting taken care of.
No, I just agree with him. You know, if you want to send him and maybe somebody else.
I'm talking about right now.
We're talking about
when we make our play. We can approach from both ends, especially if we're not trying to get any Donnybrooks.
Yeah, so here's the way I see it. You're trying to accomplish three things today. I'm most worried about you two. I'm thinking, you and me, Warren, we go and we visit this Grolstetter. What was that woman's name?
Endora?
Endora, yeah. We go and we see her, because apparently she's the only place you can buy any tincture. And I'm going to need it. Mm-hmm. And then... We have you two scout the Corvinos. I don't want you talking to them or getting in too much trouble because, well, the six of us certainly couldn't take them on. I'd be even more worried about the two of you. Why don't you just scout them out and then you two Go and check out the 13 if you can.
Well, Sam really did like you.
I mean, the only thing I'd want to do maybe is get it looked at. Yeah. Rub my eyes.
Well, you can come with me then, and we can get you treated. But I think after we get treated, maybe have a quick meal, you know, a light one, then we split up for the afternoon, if not the evening, and we meet back up at the cloakroom.
The cloakroom or the gut bucket?
The cloakroom. Look at what happened to him when he stayed in the gut bucket.
I got you. I just making sure. Just want to be sure.
Good. Yeah. No, I mean the cloakroom.
Yeah. I think the gut buckets. Fleas have fleas.
Any objections to this?
No. Fleas option.
Yes.
Very well.
Right, sounds like a plan. Mm.
So, above board, the Saltpeter Men are basically agents of the Genevieve, right?
In a sense, yes. At least that's your understanding of it, but you don't really know the extent of what that means.
Because okay. I know the Clavager household had in the past, pledged their allegiance to the Genevieve, and so I didn't know if there was any connections there.
The who, I'm sorry?
The Clavagers had pledged their allegiance to the Genevieve.
That's right.
In the past. So I didn't know if there was any connections there or anything that Harper might think of, strings to pull on.
No, the Clavagers are such a small house in the first place that your relationship to the Genevieve as it
relates to those in Durendal is
nothing.
Thin, right. Okay. There's such a small house.
Right, because I remember that Hamish had gone to the mall, he had done stuff.
Yeah, we've never heard of the Saltpeterman. This is all new information.
I mean, I think we all know from Gamesake, from what we've heard this multiple times. The only reason Saltpeterman can even work here is because of the Genevieve's holdings in the mall, right? It's raw materials all coming into one spot, basically.
In Durendal. That's right.
The mall's raw materials are sent here, processed with the shit to make saltpeter. Saltpeter's processed with whatever, sulfur and whatever to make gunpowder.
Yeah, so
the shit doesn't travel very well.
That's right. Sulfur comes from the mall. Sulfur comes from the maw in great amounts. Durendal produces the night soil, and that makes saltpeter.
Okay.
So they're just basically the top of the trade guilds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The shitsmen are the lowest of the trades guilds, but they've still managed to make at least a little bit of money at this point, as you saw by the
fancy house.
Very opulent house for making little money.
It's not, in this grand scope of things, it's not real money compared to the rest of the city.
Oh, no.
He's literally the king of Shit Mountain.
No, these provincial areas that we've been in so far, I have not seen real money yet.
No need to disparage a man's hard work.
I said provincial.
Anything.
What does that mean?
Where we're at here, outside of...
Enough, lads. Enough. Let's get on with it.
The provincial.
Alright.
I was trying to explain it. I'm just mochi the man.
Instead of discussing socio-economical issues, we can move on to what we need to do.
Sorry.
We'll just make some gangsters fight some fucking nuts.
I like it.
Blunt.
I figured I would divide the entire thing by two and get this really good point.
So, as I understand, these two are going to try and check out the 13. Yeah. She's going to try and, they're going to try and infiltrate, at least figure out when this is happening, the takeover. And then we're just going to watch.
Yeah.
Your job sounds way more interesting, but I guess we'll watch it.
Well, I mean, the downside is, the entire city... district explode, I suppose. And I don't mean that metaphorically.
Seems to me that those that play with fire should probably not be the ones going near the gunpowder kegs, but maybe that's just my thought.
Also not metaphorical.
Listen, if you're thinking that He's not going to recognize you. If you're not going to be in any danger at all, sure. Maybe share a few words with him. But I think that what happened this morning is not going to put us on very good level with him. And as a matter of fact, they didn't even see him. Maybe he should be the one going talking and you just watch. But just be careful.
We'll do, boss. We'll, you know, careful. You know how careful I always am.
I'm the very soul of discretion.
Okay.
Me too. Boats and fire, you know, save the children, all the things that I do well.
Yes.
So that means don't bandy about 20 shilling words that no one knows the answer to or what they mean.
Well, most folks find me charming. It's once you get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Right, you're Biden right, conquer. Prince Charming.
Okay, so I think we're going to go and see about getting bandaged up and eating and then splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And so good.
Yeah, we're going to head off to Dr. Drake's.
Who's heading Dr. Drake's?
I mean, my injury, my disease.
So you're going to go back, the both of you are going to go back to Visayas Square from Riverside.
We were outside the city. We were.
Well, if you're going to Dr. Drake's, he's in Visayas Square,
right?
To be clear.
Yeah, but we weren't in Riverside.
Sorry, yeah. You're outside of the city, but you'll still have to pass Riverside to get there.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes. There is no way to skirt the city. You will have to. You'll have to pass back through Riverside if you wish to get to Visayas Square.
Where did they say that? Her name starts with
Endora.
Endora.
Oh, she's in
the Gralston area.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. She's over in
Slum Road. Slum Road.
So we would have to pass through Visayas Square because that's the center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where we're going, but I don't know where you're headed.
Well, I haven't had anyone take a look at my eye, so I don't know if I've started recovering. I mean, you wrote down the how many days it was going to take.
7 days.
Okay, I didn't know.
That's how long it will last. You can be treated still.
Okay, so disease aren't like injuries where you have to get them treated first before they start recovering.
No, you can get them. You can get them treated.
Okay.
But it doesn't. You don't recover from it. You just have to get them treated. That'll allow you to ignore the effects for the following day.
Right, okay. I just wanted to make sure that, I guess I know with injuries, you have to get them treated before that timer starts counting down. Okay.
This is just operating a little differently.
Yeah, that's what I'm making sure for the audience at home. All right, so then I don't necessarily have to go to the doctor.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
You tell me where to go, boss.
Wherever you need to go in order to find out more about the 13th. All
right.
That's who Mr. Black said.
Let's go look at the 13 then.
Alright. So, when they're in Riverside, and if there happens to be any merchant areas, I assume there's some merchant stalls and such that might be,
mm-hmm.
like near the square or whatever.
Yeah, all of Visayas Square is probably, that Visayas Square specifically is the most well-trafficked merchant area in all of Durandal.
Is there any in Founder Square is what I was asking.
Founder Square is not a place where one goes to buy things. It's a place of industry. It's mostly where the factories and such of the city are around.
Then what I'm looking for is to buy like common clothes.
Common clothes, okay. Yeah,
like
you'd
I
probably
fit more in.
You'd head to Visayas Square for that. Absolutely. So to clarify, you're all going back to Visayas Square at this point?
Yeah, we better stick together until it's time to. And we haven't really decided on our full plan yet. I don't think it seems like we're gonna flesh that out and then.
Well, the boss rabble rousing.
Somebody hand me a book so I can get the price.
Good. I'm a 6'2", 250 dun, but I'm not sure I'm gonna fit in whatever. dress, I'm guessing I'm probably going to stick out like a
sore thumb. Probably shouldn't ride in on my storm horse.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to have a ride. Yeah, I do. I have military training. I'm sure I can at least, even if I get combat
fellow
ride.
Fellow Parasimi?
This is my
greetings,
fine store
fellow kids.
It's just a big workhorse. That's what it is. I'm a worker like you. And the horse I ran in on.
You all know where we can find any drugs.
What's up, kids? What's happening?
There was a that Twitter account, Not a Cop.
Yeah.
You guys know of any good crimes being committed tonight?
So, things that can be bought in the city. So they make gunpowder here, but do they sell gunpowder and guns in?
No, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
They are all sold to the crown. You will find no guns in the city.
Right.
Save for those which the saltpetermen have.
Okay. Because that's what my next question was going to be, is like, if while she's shopping, I was going to keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just to be curious to see if it was something being sold. Like, could anyone buy it?
I assume it's crazy illegal, right?
Gunpowder? Oh, yes.
Own a gun?
Yes, it would be.
I didn't know. Wow. None of the Brigandine have it either, do they?
They don't, know. None do in the city, save for the saltpetermen.
I'll keep that.
You understand it, at least. Now, getting your hands on a flintlock may, you know.
There is a black market.
There's a black market.
I'm sure there is, yeah. But I'm just curious and, like I said, looking for the... I'm window browsing while she's getting fittings.
Fair enough. So, you won't be able to just buy a weapon in the streets. In fact, blacksmiths don't sell to the general public. Mm-hmm. They work specifically for the Baroness and Brigandine. The city is ostensibly under martial law. Brigandine was raised to become the city.
I assume they sell like horseshoes and things, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Common stock things.
Right.
Right, they're making them. They're
tools.
Just not selling them to customers.
Yes.
So, it's all about who you know to get what you need.
It's not America.
America.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
America.
Pew, 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 pew.
So, Elisa, if you're looking for just kind of common clothes...
What's going with secondhand attire?
Yeah, secondhand attire would be perfect.
That's what I'm trying to work
with us. You're going to get... You want to be treated by...
Dr. Drake.
So, physician's visit. As you know. Will cost. I should just write this down somewhere because we reference it so often.
Yeah, and I'm at the point to where I could be treated by one of his barber surgeons, too.
Yeah, barber surgeons visit 3 shilling.
Okay.
Roll percentiles. What's your current damage condition?
Moderately.
Okay. It's going to be 44%.
May I assist the barber surgeon?
No.
Okay. I was just asking.
No.
They're not going to let me.
Okay, 77.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't have mattered anyway.
They will bind you up as best they can, but they do advise that you probably need to have that infection seen to.
Yep.
Would you like for them to, like to continue working with a barber surgeon, or would you like to move to a physician treatment?
I guess I'll move to the physician's treatment then.
Okay. Well, that will take you the better part of the day before you can be seen by Dr. Drake.
Then no, I'm not. Because we got stuff that we need to do.
All I can
think
about is a,
your wounds begin to itch. They don't feel all that great. You feel a little ill to your stomach.
Just keep eating M&M layers.
Yeah, so...
You forgot about Drake.
How can I see about getting this infection treated?
Good question. Infection will have to be done through bloodletting, which a barber surgeon can certainly do. It's going to cost you.
How about I just buy the leeches from him and have
Warren
do it.
Warren, do you have surgical tools?
No.
Did we ever get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got paid the 5 gold.
Is that something that's like...
Yeah, you got 5.
Yeah.
And it's like you got another...
Yeah.
What do we get?
For bloodletting, you need to have a skill rank and heal, have access to surgical tools, a bottle of leeches, and a bandage.
Oh,
How much
do we get? Did we get paid some?
Yeah, what the?
Like an artisan type thing.
Probably thought he was gonna pay us.
No, it's actually under. I believe it's under medicine.
But he gave us some.
Yeah.
Start too.
That would It wouldn't be something I wouldn't mind. I would like to have something like that.
You should get it.
They're 18 crowns.
Yeah. So completely unattainable. Okay.
So Walter was asking about. We got paid for the by Chandler.
And yes. Then, do you recall the amount that he gave you?
It was 5 gold shillings.
5 crowns. Yeah.
5 crowns each.
Uh-huh.
And then Rasputin didn't pay us anything up front, did he?
He did. Well, he said he was going to, so I assume. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that number was?
So what you're saying is we could pool our money and buy the surgical tools.
So Rasputin agreed to give you. I'm looking here real quick.
3 to start.
I thought it was 10 to start.
No, that 10 was total. At the end.
10 shilling.
I can't remember.
No.
So I'm asking.
It was gold again.
He promises 10 gold crowns, and then 5 gold crowns if you bring whoever's responsible to his attention for the reek. So it's 10 gold crowns each.
Yeah.
Okay, I know he said he was giving us some to get.
I thought he gave us 3 to start.
He gave me 3 to start.
Okay. Did he?
That's what I marked down. How about that?
I did not write those down.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
So 8 altogether, and it's more money than we've ever had in any of Dan's games.
Not true.
Oh, add 8?
Yeah, we had 8.
5 from 5. Chandler's job, and then 3 right. up front from Fire
okay, House, so I need to add 3 more.
Right.
Okay.
So to clarify, so with your injury or your wound still being infected, that's a problem over time. Do you wish to have them treated? Do you wish to have your infection treated by the barber surgeons? You can wait for the physician. Do you want Warren to see to it?
I trust Warren more than any of them, and we don't have time for the physician.
But we don't have the surgical tools to do it.
Well, I've got 8 gold crowns I can lend towards that.
Okay.
Because it's like almost 18 8. Shillings for traders or trade tools.
Yeah, 18 shilling.
18 shillings?
18 gold.
18
gold. Gold, sorry. Gold sorry. Crowns.
Okay,
apologies.
Shilling, we're done.
No, their trade tools are very expensive.
Okay. Looks like you're paying
you
for
still
it.
Need a bottle of leeches, 3 shilling, and you would also need a bandage, which is 1 shilling.
Could I attempt to barter?
Yeah. You can dicker with the Physicians Guild. The barber surgeons will. So what is your social class?
Mind burger.
Okay. It'll be routine. So bargain.
Because you are the same.
Yay. Nope.
So the fail or critical fail?
That's a critical fail.
Okay, so always be sure to clarify
when
you fail or critical fail.
That was an 88.
So not only are they unwilling to bargain, they are offended by such an affront to what power do you have, or who are you to attempt to bargain with the Physicians Guild? Don't you know who we are? They will deal no more with you at all.
Couldn't you just hand me some knives? I mean, that's all you do, really, isn't it?
Like, fire and knives!
It happens.
I died.
Could be 18 gold crowns.
Fine, I'll just go down to the butcher down the street. The same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I have 8 I could offer up.
Whoops.
I imagine at some point somebody will need something from Warren to do it.
I can get more than you need.
I thought they said they wouldn't sell them.
No, they won't talk to me.
So we'd need 10 more. I can give 7, I suppose.
So we'd throw it in together? If you need, then...
I'm willing to give all 8 of mine.
8 and 7 is 15, so we would need 3 more gold crowns.
I can throw in 1 because I did fuck up.
I'll throw in 1, sure.
We got 1 more for anyone?
I'll throw in 1 as well.
Okay. Like bankrupt the group. Thanks, everyone.
They're only worth the 1.
Still sitting over here looking around.
I'm used to being poor. Money come, easy come, easy
so go. Who has the suit? So you bought surgical tools?
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I was looking right down buying and barding for.
That's probably smart, because your cost over time for paying for barber surgeons and physicians will add up tremendously.
Is that a one? encumbrance cost? Encumbrance, or is it just like a...
For two more gold credits.
Why? Okay. Yeah. Right. When I kind of keep track of everything.
Find yourself a bottle of whiskey to sterilize them.
Yeah.
Do some cowboy dentistry.
Yeah, I'll... I'd want it, so then, and then the leeches and the bandages.
Three shilling
total, and then I'll buy a little bit of rocket or whatever.
Yeah, rocket comes with the
okay.
With the that's
all right.
Well, good salt, Peterman.
How many bandages you got?
Two purposes for this.
Just one.
How much is a bandage?
1 shilling.
Okay, I'll buy 4 more bandages for him.
The
okay.
Barber surgeons that are within Dr. Drake's physician's shop, if you will, have honeyed bandages that they leave outside.
So I bought 4 more.
Okay. I got it.
Cool. So, treat infection?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You're moderately wounded, right?
Get you assist, Alistair.
Okay.
I make sure to, I don't know whether washing my hands would be a good idea or not, but... No.
Well, the good thing is it's fairly clean where you're at.
You're a wrecking machine. Yeah. Yeah.
Inside that place, I would think it'd be clean.
As I've been like hauling around a literal wheelbarrow full of shit all day, hands like.
So it's a standard heal test.
Okay, standard heal. Mm-hmm. All right then. So this is going to be a 44% chance.
I'm really going to laugh, and that's another critical
point. And I suppose I could take my time at this.
You could take your time.
Certainly,
though. Since I'm in a good.
Three times as long.
Yeah,
it's 3 hours.
Okay, is that okay with you?
I think we're just going to call today a wash.
Yeah,
it's a little wash. It's going to have to be, I guess.
So will you stay at the cloakroom then today, tonight?
I mean, we can still go see if we can find any.
Yeah, you guys can still do what you need to do, but I'm in a bad way.
So
we can't do it. I just plan to go listen. 10.
Okay,
so 54.
Yeah.
And that is a 64. So I'm going to re-roll.
Misfortune for me.
I shall take one.
Mm-hmm. Great,
delicious,
I choose.
Delicious reroll.
See, I wanted to reroll just a second.
Not the same result.
Nope.
61.
61.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, this wasn't a double.
Yeah.
So, whenever you're suffering from infection, you cannot recover the damage or peril condition tracks. Keep this in mind. Meanwhile, they are undergoing a very long and arduous attempt at picking away any infection that may be in the wound, whether from a dirty bandage or being among the city or an unskilled hand.
Or trouncing through shit hills.
Case.
Yeah.
So... The day is long. The question is, how aggressive do you want to pursue this today? Will today truly be a wash?
Well, I think we were going to try and go back and at least, you know.
Go back to the Founders Square and
just get some eyes on it?
Eyes on it. We're going to try and do eyes on the 13. We're going to try and do eyes.
Yeah.
And then when was that meeting?
And then we're
going to
meet
the
them
13?
Back at the cloakroom.
I'm going to head out. Because the last time the 13 showed up was when the factories were shutting down for the day. So about that time is when I would be heading back. Yeah, around evening or whenever it was that we last saw them.
And we just want to watch.
Did that pamphlet mention like a meeting or anything like that? No.
The Maiden's something.
The Maiden's Hole or... really...
The Maiden's Outhouse.
Maiden's Outhouse.
That's what
I was like. It was really two odd things put together.
For the Ferris Indians.
The Maiden's out.
Well, getting your eyes on the 13 won't be too troublesome. You come back to Founders Square, and Founders Square is fairly busy. Obviously, there are people kind of going to and fro. A lot of charcoal burners, or tanners, miners, and others who work in the surrounding factories. There are a number of artillery shops. Who all owe their due to the crown, as you well know, and really, as kind of you kind of surmise, really no place in Durindal has a higher fatality rate than in Founders Square for the number of accidents that happen throughout here. a number of blacksmiths and tinsmiths and all manner of smithery is happening. A lot of noise, one could say, here in Founders Square. Appears to be very, very busy. Sun begins to set, and eventually you see that as night falls upon Durendal and it begins to grow colder and the sky turns blue, evening is falling, and that's when you can see the torches come out. The people are kind of leaving their work and heading home. Many are probably heading, you would guess, toward the Gut Bucket. And Riverside. Be too surprised. Now, you can't imagine that these people here in near Founders Square would have enough coin to go to the cloakroom. A very well-to-do place, yes. So finding the 13 is not tough. In fact, you see a group of these 13 folk. Who were dressed in common street clothes, but as you'd seen before, they had used oil or ash or something like that to mark the symbol 13 across their forehead. And they're already gathering a crowd of weary-looking men and women who are returning from work to listen to these roadside street preachers. A man stands brazenly up on the top of a gunpowder barrel with a torch in hand, and he's preaching the word of the prophet as he has crumpled up in his hands pages, and the others, his comrades, his partners, are handing out pamphlets to passerbyers, almost kind of interposing themselves between their work and their way home. Mm-hmm. You know, I check out, like, you would be buskers, and not buskers, but people who, like, hand out flyers in New York or something like that. They're kind of getting in front of you, and they're very aggressive about it. And some people stop and listen. There's a collection of about 15, 20 people who are listening to one man who's standing up on a nearby barrel, and he's preaching with a very stirring cry, a story about the prophet.
To clarify, is it Tarwin and I are still
right
doing our thing? Okay,
that's right.
So we're not in the scene.
Good. No, good now. So it's just to be clear. So it's the four of you. The four of you being Alistair, Lisa,
right.
Harper, and Banneker.
So I separated myself somewhat from everybody wearing commoner clothes. I've kind of rub some soot around my face and everything to try to
blend in.
And I, as one of them, like, tries to hand, you know, Elisa a pamphlet, she would look at it for a second and kind of look at him like she's confused and then kind of walk towards where he gestures.
Love it. Go ahead and roll a disguise test. It's a secret test. You won't know the success or failure rate unless you critically succeed or fail or until the time is right. What's your... So, real quickly, it's just to kind of get some... Let's so we can introduce some dice rigor. What we'd like to do is before you roll, say I have an X chance to succeed. Roll and just let me I succeed or I fail or I crit succeed or I crit fail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well my disguise is a 42.
Okay, cool. So,
and I rolled a 28.
Do you want to keep that?
I would.
Okay. You grab the pamphlet and you begin to approach the crowd.
Just gonna move over there.
Yeah, the three of you kind of begin to approach, particularly with Stormhorse in hand,
that's the same with the cloakroom.
Oh, okay, so you're gonna stable it for the night?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay, so be sure to pay your stabling fees.
Will do. I got that written down, I believe.
Cool. You approach the crowds. And this man who calls himself Samuel, who declares he is a very close friend, a very ardent follower of the prophet, speaks of a story. He says that the prophet was born from fire, that he was born from soot and ash. Who he was before matters little. Today it is about what he and the 13 will do. They're the fire as a revolution. We've come to cleanse the city of its corruption, greed, and exploitation. He speaks this aloud. He says that the prophet was born from flames, that he was terribly injured, that he somehow survive some great travesty. Not that he lives by the grace of the gods. And it is he who will lead them to overturn the corruption of the city.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I just realized I would have passed that test because I forgot to add in my skill rank.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Because I actually skill rank's 54%
chance and nice. 64 with the take your time. So
cool.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, yep. So you're no longer.
I rolled 61, okay. If I recall.
You just don't go up. You don't go any up.
Yeah,
steps.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
At the point where he kind of is beginning to conclude his speech, he kind of begins to talk about forget not the old song, the Queen of Embers. The Queen of Embers, and he says, the forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. And as this happens, brigandine comes almost in force. Like, there is a great collection of soldiers coming to bust up this gathering, right as he begins to sing the street, begins to speak the song. Brigandine clashes with the crowd, and some members of the crowd pull forth sticks, and this melee breaks out all around you. A riot.
Sweet.
In Founders Square. So, we've got initiative pulled up.
Damn it. That's totally one of the riot.
All right.
Well, if you would have passed, I'm assuming you would have been there.
Okay.
If you actually passed your test,
yeah,
we'll assume you all are there.
Okay.
Because he said it's awesome. When the factory's closed.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Okay.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
So it's clear that as you're kind of getting a look at the crowd in particular, you realize that not all these people are simple onlookers. Some of them are probably members of the 13 themselves, as they're pulling shillelaghs or clubs from beneath their cloaks. And as Brigandine comes in and they're trying to halt all of this, the 13 kind of rise together, a collection of about 5 or 6 men. Samuel hops off the top of the barrel, and a few of his partners begin to push it away as they're fleeing, but remnants of the 13 are intermingled within the people. And it is nightfall, so the light is very poor here, and it's kind of hard to tell who's who. Brigandine has kind of happened upon this scene. They're about 4 or 5 strong. There are armed men and women in the crowd and innocents as well. So the question is from a very high level, like, how are you going to, what are you going to do?
Is Leland part of the, Sir Leland part of the greeting?
Now that you see.
We all answer individually?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's all kind of very open. It's all happening right now, like before your eyes. You're all kind of collected together as this is happening.
I want to see if I can locate Elisa first of all so that we can make sure that we like gather back together. And then I'm going to try to help people who are unarmed get the fuck out.
Right.
You quickly scan the crowd, but you see no signs of her.
Oh.
Terwin will be focused on trying to get innocents out of the way of the riot.
Okay.
He's going to turn towards like Hamish and ask to do the same, but then he's going to kind of convey to Banneker that and Warren that now is a good time while other people are distracted to perhaps do things that we couldn't.
What of yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to help try to escort or evacuate the innocent people if I can. Anyone that doesn't have a club drawn, basically.
Fair enough. Banneker?
I don't know what the couldn'ts are, so...
You what?
I'm a little confused with the couldn'ts.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little confused about what you're trying to insinuate.
Can I go into more detail?
Like, absolutely. Okay. Well, consider this. So here's what we're going to do.
We already made this plan
earlier. Let's take a pause.
Okay.
Pause and rewind. So here's what we're going to do. You all have 1 minute in character to figure out what to do.
Okay.
Ready? Set.
I'm nowhere near you guys. So.
That's right. Go.
What do you mean, boss?
I'm meaning that, you know, if you could try and find information, if you could try and maybe sneak into a place that if we... Because weren't we supposed to be getting some sort of piece of paper?
This is the 13th.
The salt
you should follow the 13 guys.
Yeah.
Make sure they get out. The rest of us will make sure the other the incident.
So we should riot with the 13 to get in their good graces?
No, don't riot, but...
Follow them.
Follow the people that are... Because there's some that are fighting and some that are fleeing.
Follow okay.
The barrel. We'll follow the barrel.
Follow the barrel.
All right, I'm following the barrel.
I'll find Elisa.
I'll stay with you.
Me and him will see if we can get some people
I'll stay with
Manicure.
Yeah, make sure that the Burgundines see us doing it non-violently.
Banneker, what are you doing?
I'm going to follow the barrel.
Okay. So Banneker and Warren are going to follow the 13 who are trying to flee. The two of you are trying to...
Help the women and children.
help people out of the way.
And doing it very obviously in front of Burgundine.
Okay. Right. And then you are trying... In your case, Alistair, you're trying to find Elisa.
Yeah.
Elisa, what are you doing during all this?
So I'm going to try to listen to the people around me, because I'm assuming that there's probably some people that are 13 that are planning back and forth with each other and trying to state things like, go fight them, etc. I'm going to look for the people that are screaming or sound terrified somewhat.
Okay.
The Burgundine are coming out, try to grab them and get out.
Okay. The light is very low here, which makes it hard to distinguish between friend and foe. This could be challenging. So in the case of, we're going to go to the very top. So Elisa, you can make an eavesdrop test. This test is hard.
Fine.
There's a lot of noise and a lot of sound.
So I rolled a 19, which will make it.
Nice. 13 to sticks, 13. You're called kind of amid the crowd.
Yeah, I'm looking for the people that are freaking out, like, trying to find each other to get out.
Yeah, you can see these, the few people are kind of, like, clutched together.
And I'm
like,
going to try to gather them and lead them out the back way, if all possible.
So, Tarwin. Distinguishing friend and foe is going to be tough. Go ahead and roll an awareness test. This test is challenging.
Could I substitute warfare?
No, because it is sight-based.
All right.
It's dark. Night is dark.
Okay. You said challenging.
And full of
Tarwin's.
41.
Full of a horrible smell.
And a 93 won't do it.
Oof.
On a 41, I don't know if I should or not, but here goes.
You just want to eat one, don't you?
Yeah.
I want them to be more tempting.
Delicious misfortune.
Can we
the half dozen or so that were on top of the glitter gone now.
Yeah.
Can we break the third wall and explain how terrible the roller Adam actually is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Adam's the worst.
Oh, God, he's touching those guys.
They're destroyed.
17.
They're destroyed.
Nice. See, you're a good roller.
Okay.
Good roller.
Taryn, you'll be able to identify at least from the foe and help get people out. Banneker?
Then I'm going to... What do I need to do to follow the barrel? It's
large
and moving, right?
You just need to break through the crowd, so you're going to need to make an athletics test.
Okay.
This test will be standard. People are dashing this way and that. You're trying to bully your way through so you can keep on their tail.
Since we're together, can we work together?
Absolutely. Why not?
I don't have a...
You don't have
a... I can't assist you, but
okay.
I'm just saying we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it... You share each other's...
Well, you're just... No.
Just you know...
17.
Yeah, you made it. Oh, wow. It's
two. How are we all doing teams?
I know, right?
Well, we had three critical failures in a row to start the game.
So Banneker kind of opens essentially a way for you to slip through, Warren, but we're going to get to Alistair next.
Okay.
So Alistair, you're kind of looking frantically for Elisa while this is all happening. Go ahead and make an awareness test.
All right.
This test is secret.
All right. My awareness chance is 42%.
Okay.
And... I rolled a 31. I will keep the result.
Okay. You're searching around, and you see that she has two people with her. Like, you almost completely looked past her, save for you could hear her voice, and suddenly it's like it dawns on you. She was just not far from you at all.
Do we have, like, a secret cant that we have? Like,
certainly.
A bird call or something like that?
Yeah.
I will make that call. I'm not going to emulate that call. See you.
Cardi B.
Yeah, see if she, like, looks over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm easy to spot. You'll know it's me. I'll kind of look as in, like, I'm looking towards, like, the alleyway where I think you're leading the people or away. And,
I assume I can't reply except for on my initiative. Is that how you...
Well, no, I mean, it's all kind of freeform right now. I'm just kind of doing...
Okay,
I'm introducing some structure for dice rolls, so so our group is about to break out into chaos.
Wow. Right.
Chaos is happening in world.
So Elisa would glance your way and kind of give, like, a swift nod, but she's not otherwise in any way, shape, or form acknowledging you.
Got it. That's good enough. All right, I will change my focus to getting the innocents out of the way and quelling the non-violent.
Fair enough. You can see that both Terrilyn and Harper are kind of corralling some folk at this point, trying to keep them safe. And the more you find a way through as you kind of trail after Banneker. And what you can see, the two of you can see, is that this man with a torch, he literally drops it in his wake. And they're kind of dropping dropping those kind of wooden those paper pamphlets in their wake, too, as they're beating feet. These three fellows are running for their lives through Founder Square.
I'll beat feet after him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so it's going to be a chase scene.
Roll that barrel at you like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, right.
So they are currently at a
rolls down ladders and changes direction.
10.
The princess though at the end, she looks
okay. So that will go to Warren and Banneker. Okay, so it's going to be a short chase. So hopefully you can keep up with them. They are currently at.
Don't tell us.
Yep. They're currently ahead of you some number of yards. So in order to catch you... So, Warren, what's your brawn bonus?
My brawn bonus is 7.
And Banneker?
Brawn bonus?
Yep.
4.
7.
Okay. Wow. All right. So you try to catch up. So in your case, Banneker, roll a d10 and add your movement. And
that becomes your value.
I'm one of them rangers.
Okay. I'm one of them rangers. 14.
14. Okay. And it's for yourself, Warren.
So I take my what was that again? I'm sorry.
D10.
D10. Add your move.
That is going to be 9.
Okay. Well, it's clear that Banneker has a head start. They're probably about 4 yards ahead of you. They're breaking through Founder Square. There's this kind of like low smoke that's lingering. You kind of break through it, and you come to an alleyway and it twists one way. They continue rolling. You hear the barrel. They're pushing the barrel along the way, and you can hear it kind of like there's something inside of it. You can hear the gunpowder.
I hope that's sand.
Run, run, they say, as they believe they're being chased by Brigandine. They continue their path. So 6 and 15. So they're moving pretty quick. Warren, go ahead and roll.
Okay. All right, this time I rolled a 16.
Okay. Nice. Nice, that's good. Okay, and Banneker, go ahead and roll.
I rolled a 16 also.
Nice. Well, the good thing is Banneker's catching up. You're about 3 yards away at this point, but Warren is still some number of yards behind them. They clearly had a head start on you as the riot broke out. Not too far ahead, but they're about to... But the darkness has kind of settled upon the city, so unless you bridge the gap this time around, you will lose them. Okay. Warren, roll your movement plus d10.
Okay. 8.
Okay. And then Banneker.
Can I try and mock their 13? 13! 10.
Oh. So close. You were just a few yards away. They're at 47 yards. You were at 40 yards. You were at 33. You lose them, unfortunately, in the darkness. They're gone. They have escaped. Meanwhile, back in the midst of what's happening, the A fight is ensuing between everyone, and not only are sticks drawn, but suddenly Brigandine begins pulling out swords.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. It gets real nasty, real, real quick. You're trying to make your way out of there, and between the rioters, not easy to recognize the difference between them and you. Who here has a martial melee weapon on them? Raise your hand. Anyone with a martial melee weapon?
Martial. Simple. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyone with a martial melee weapon? Opportunity attack. 41. Trying to escape. You will suffer 8 damage.
Okay. I am barely still moderately wounded.
Good. So you take some beatings with sticks and you evade a blade or two. And by the time you kind of get everyone out of the way and the riot's breaking out, everybody's kind of breaking different... Everyone's breaking different directions. Brigandine is breaking up this fight. It's dark enough to where you haven't been discovered, fortunately. At some point or another, the two of them come back panting very heavily and you all kind of collect together.
Did I manage to get some people out?
Yes, yes. Some people have managed to escape, which is good. Now it seems to be there's just a big fight between the 13 and Brigandine. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, the 13 are getting beat down and thrown into cuffs. They're not cuffs, but...
Shackles.
So Elisa
Brigandine overpowers them very quickly and very easily.
Elisa would do whatever the cant is. So,
it's Cardi B. That's the
2D2.
Yeah. So, anyway, she's going to do that, and she's not actually going to meet up with them anywhere near where anyone can see.
You're not going to meet up with the rest of the Dufresne?
Nope.
Okay.
She's going to stay. It sounds like you're going to stay, like, hidden among the people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I'll communicate with them.
That's our cat now. Do do do.
It's like kakar. It's like bomb rocket. That's
yeah. Fine with Cardi B. It's
fine. Yeah. I don't know what Cardi B is. I'm lame.
No,
you're fine. So it's fine. Okay.
All right. Anybody slain in this melee?
Fortunately not. Some beaten and bloody folk, mostly the 13. The Brigandine are just so overwhelmingly well-armed and effective, because they are soldiers. They literally bring the 13 into submission very, very quickly. And with no blood spilt on either side. Well, I should say no blood spilt on Brigandine's side, but... The 13 are being drug off now.
No dead, though.
No.
We lost the boss. I couldn't catch him.
Don't know how they did it with it.
A man in a barrel cart can run fast. You know, hey.
Workman. Maybe they do that every day.
Yeah.
You can see a... little trail of pamphlets and whatever else they left in their wake.
Is the can I pick it up? Is the pamphlet different than the one we already captured?
Can I follow the pamphlet trail?
The pamphlets appear to be the same as before, but who has a life?
I have.
Well, there's torches all over the ground that everyone was dropping.
You want to go back into where the fracas was? Because no. You're not there now.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
I have a lantern I can light up.
Yeah, we need to light.
Yeah, or I have a torch. Whichever way you guys want to go.
I actually don't.
Torches are cheaper.
Light a torch, then.
You strike a torch.
Your Assassin's Creed wanted level goes down as you grab the pamphlet.
You pick up the first pamphlet, and surely it's the same as before, the small pamphlet that has the credo of the 13 upon it, which you've heard many times at this point.
I'm going to examine it as close as I can to see if there's anything distinct on this, anything different in the wording or anything.
You must use the analog button to look at the front and back.
Can we compare it to the other one we had?
Go ahead and make a scrutinize test. This test will be easy for you.
Scrutinize. Easy. So with an easy, I have a 61%.
Are you guys just sitting in the street looking at this? Or are you going
probably in the alley.
Yeah, it's probably in the alley. We'll
light a thing.
They're kind of in the wake of where the 13th is coming from.
They were running through alleys.
Elisa would have been headed back to the inn.
So. Fair enough.
That's fine.
I'm just curious.
Did you succeed?
I did. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So one thing you find on these are clearly freshly printed. The ink is smeared on some of them. You can see fingerprints across it. Even.
They didn't even give a chance to dry.
That's right.
Fingerprints.
And you can see it says, up on it, there's like this kind of figure on one side, like a wood block of a figure. Like, imagine like Albrecht Dürer made those wood blocks in like Renaissance times. Like, it's this very kind of characteristic looking figure being surrounded by others. It's like this man who's kind of wearing a combination of worker's clothes, a checkered yellow and black scarf wrapped around his face and nose. His head is completely bald. And he's wearing brown robes. It appears to be almost similar to a woodcut.
So basically the pamphlet shows the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have education?
Yes.
Something that's very strange, or maybe it's just coincidence, but this figure, the prophet, bears some resemblance to woodcuts of Saint Asterius the Pious, the first priest of the Steward. Mm-hmm. You found a clue.
Ooh.
Said Saint Asterius?
Asterius.
Asterius.
Okay.
Asterius.
Like mysterious, but Asterius.
I was figuring like austere.
But, yeah. Asterius. Yes. Yeah, whatever. That's
close. Saint Fred Asterius.
Fred Asterius.
So the clue is the image of the prophet.
Image of the prophet. Mm-hmm.
That's two clues now.
Okay. You've been holding on to the clues, right?
You
are the clue master?
There's another one for the pamphlet, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I have it.
So, astute observation, Harper, because not only do you see a trail of pamphlets, it left in their wake as they dropped them, so you could all potentially follow it. But there's no telling how far they went into Founder's Square or precisely where they went. You may be heading into a very dangerous place. You kind of catch, kind of out the corner of your eye, you can see them kind of snooping around nearby as they're literally picking up pamphlets.
I'm trying to find, like, a cistern of, like, fairly clean water or something. Try to wash myself up.
Oh,
rearrange my clothes a little bit. Just try not to look like I looked before.
Right.
Just so that if I have to reuse that, I have the ability to do so.
That's right. Fortunately, as a agent, what's your profession again? I'm sorry.
My particular profession. Yeah. I am a saboteur. Right?
Raconteur.
No.
No.
Okay. Rat catcher.
No. Yes, so I am a rat catcher. Yes. It happens to have provocateur.
Provocateur. As a provocateur, you're an expert in disguise.
Right. So, yeah,
you clean, there's plenty of freshwater cisterns throughout the city.
Yeah, like cleans the water, the soot out of her hair so it's not black anymore. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And then slides around a couple alleys and meets back up.
Okay. You all kind of stop as they're examining this pamphlet and you're joined by Elisa.
Oh, Harper's got a good point, boss. Oh, hey. We could just follow him.
Why don't we?
I mean, I ain't one much for trailing people, but if they left one, we could walk it.
It might get us at least close enough to where... They have to be hiding where they're printing this, and it can't be in a small area. as we talked about, the printers that they're producing these on, they're massive.
Right.
Yeah. Last time we showed, and I'll hand it to her. Look, and I'll show her the profit. Like,
would you point out all the like smears and everything?
Yeah, like it's these been done fresh. They've got to be doing it close to here.
Yes.
They're close. And remember, this it can't be in just a, it can't be in a small shack. It's got to be in a. This is a process.
Oh, I think it's there's merit to following it.
There's also obviously somebody from the 13 that probably works at the printing press, is what I would say. Because it's right after work has ended for the day for most people, because of the light disappearing.
Well,
which would mean we know someone from the 13 works there.
Is what I know. If we don't follow it, all we'll ever do is guess.
Less sells it then.
If we do follow it, we could be blown to pieces.
We could.
Even if it doesn't take you all the way there, because it didn't leave it like breadcrumbs all the way. It at least gives you the right direction.
It gives us the right direction. That's what I'm thinking. Follow it to the end so we know where to come back to tomorrow and start searching. Because the printing press, and we can do this, as she said, makes sense. They've been printing these right before the workday ends. We go a few hours beforehand into this where it's still light, and we can listen and try and find this press.
Or we could slip a couple of shillings to someone ask who's been buying a whole fuck ton of ink.
Well, keep in mind that a printing press is not making noise. It's wood block.
So it's... It doesn't make... I thought the old like printing presses made a lot of noise.
Maybe a clonk.
It's, well, we're also it's in an industrial wood, it's area. Wood, it's wood letter. It's letter setting.
Right.
And then there's a. It's almost like a vise, and they turn the top, and there's pages on it, and they turn. It's not a machine. Not a traditional machine the way you would think of a printing press from a newspaper perspective.
All wood.
That's right. You wouldn't be able to track it in the city, unless they had hundreds of them.
But either way. Definitely buying ink. I have no question about that.
Buying
paper.
Buy
a lot of it. A lot of ink, a lot of paper. You throw a couple shillings someone's way, I bet they'll squeal for you.
Wait, there's color on this. Which means colored ink, which might also be something to look into. Black ink is easy enough to find, but yellow?
Tanners.
And look, you can see where the tractor feed has been torn off the end.
it's a dot matrix.
It was from an
Okinawa
Commodore 64 printer.
God damn it!
There's no way they printed these fast. These took hours. Yeah.
And it's a triplicate.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Well, let's follow.
It gives you a lot of options.
Follow the trail to see if we can get to it, and then let's spread some jink tomorrow. Makes sense. Unless you guys don't want to follow the trail.
No, I want to follow it.
Alright.
I have no reason to not.
But,
will you follow the trail? So you're at a critical point. You have, and this is all above board at this point.
Yeah, I want
so
to.
So I
yeah,
don't follow the trail. So, hold on. So, do you choose to follow the trail, potentially enter a very dangerous situation, or will you wait until tomorrow and investigate the evidence that you've kind of, or some of the conclusions you've drawn from the woodcut? It's above a board decision.
I think we probably should do the evidence. I mean, that's what Dufresne would do.
I'd follow the...
Either are viable options.
I would want to follow the trail because I feel like this mini asthma being around just going to make more people like me sick. And unlike, you know, Mr. Black, I don't feel like other people's health is something that I'm willing to risk.
The assumption is here that this is all technically taking place in character, but the choices that you make will determine how you're kind of arguing between one another, and whatever choice you decide will determine how much corruption you gain.
I'm going that way.
I'm for following the trail.
I think we should follow the trail.
Fuck it.
You already spoke, boss. We're a
well,
military unit. It's not a democracy.
This is above board.
Above
that,
board.
That's why I didn't say it in Terra's voice.
Yeah, this is all above board.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
So your choice Adam, for Tarwin is to follow the trail. For Harper, you wish to follow the trail. For Banneker?
I don't care either way.
Well, I think you must make a decision.
I think investigation is the best path.
Okay.
And that would be Elisa's, too.
Okay.
I also vote investigation.
Okay.
Follow the trail.
Follow the trail. Ooh, Discord. Everyone will gain 6 corruption, and we will settle what path you go next week. So, 100 reward points, everybody. That was fun.
Yes.
So, it's either follow trail.
Let me use that pencil when you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how many reward trail points?
Or it is investigate. So, be sure to write down your evidence you found.
Oh, I've got it.
Cool. So I'm going to do a corruption roll if it's equal to or above. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
1.
So everybody gets corrupted.
Chaos!
Chaos. So we're in a fucking riot. That's pretty chaotic.
Yeah. Discord's always fun. Have an even number of people can introduce that. Sometimes that's good. Yeah. Alright, well, we'll continue next week. Thank you all for tuning in to the Queen of Embers. We'll see you on episodes 13 and 14. The investigation continues, or maybe the trail of death. I don't know. We'll find out. Cool. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.